Here at RNIB Connect Radio, we know how important it is to keep up with our regular eye tests to spot any changes in our vision and signs of any potential problems with our eyesight in the future before it happens. Recent research shows that a third of sighted drivers have not had an eye test specifically for driving, 1 in 10 have not had an eye test at all, and a quarter admit that when they are driving, they are not wearing their prescribed glasses or contact lenses, which is illegal and could lead to a fine. I'm now joined here on Connect Radio by Dr. Parandeep Bilku from the College of Optometrists to find out more about this research and why we should all make sure that our sighted friends and family keep up with their eye tests and make sure that they wear their glasses and contact lenses when driving. Hello, Parandeep, and welcome to Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So, firstly, Parandeep, why was this research carried out and what does it tell us about the state of the eyesight of drivers out there on the roads?
Sure. So, firstly, we commissioned a survey back in early November. And as we know, sadly, that the prevalence of common eye conditions are increasing as a result of an ageing population across the UK. We really want to understand how people perceive their vision while driving, but also their habits for wearing glasses and contact lenses. And you're right, there were some quite surprising findings from there that were also quite shocking. And as you mentioned before, and almost a quarter of those surveyed admitted to not wearing glasses when they were required, citing reasons such as they forgot or they're uncomfortable or that they even don't want to wear them. So it's something that's of concern. And the fact that 1 in 10 people haven't had an eye test, we really want to make sure that A, we encourage people to get their eyes examined, but also strongly encourage and urge drivers to wear their spectacles or contact lenses if they have been prescribed to meet the vision standards for driving.
And the research obviously showed that people have not had an eye test specifically for driving. How does an eye test for driving differ from the normal eye tests that we would regularly have?
So firstly, before you drive a car, you should always do the checks to make sure that you meet that vision standard. So it's a requirement of your license to make sure you meet the vision standard for driving. This really simple way to do that is, as you mentioned, is to do the number plate test. And typically that involves standing 20 metres away and reading the numbers and letters in good daylight. Having said all that, that's a rather simple test. But in order to get your eyes examined thoroughly, make sure you get your eyes examined. And in the eye test, it will also check not only the vision standard, but also your field of vision, but also detect any other eye conditions that might be underlying. So things like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration, or conditions that increase with age, we can pick them up earlier before they become an issue. And now specifically to glaucoma, as we all know, the listeners hear that the glaucoma actually causes tunnel vision if it's left untreated. So you might have your sight be okay, but you might not know that your peripheral vision might be affected. And that usually happens later down the line before it gets detected by the person. But if you have an eye test, it can be easily picked up by an optometrist.
And for a sighted driver, what sort of things should they be looking out for that indicate that they might need to get their eye test and especially for driving?
Well, in particular, as we mentioned previously, if they don't meet that number plate test, then that's a really good key indicator to get their eyes examined. And so your optometrist practices are open. They're able to see you, and please don't wait till your next eye examination. If you have any concern with your sight, if you find that your vision is reduced, please contact them. They'll be more than happy to speak with you and arrange an appointment.
And are there other things that they should be looking out for, like sort of difficulty reading road signs or maybe passing sort of driveways and things that they may not see from their sort of field of vision?
So any symptom that they're concerned with their vision that's impacting their ability to drive, for example, if they have glaucoma, if their peripheral vision is affected, then they might not see things like road signs or pedestrians on the side of the street, and they might miss turnings, for example, as well. And so in those situations, if ever you find you are experiencing those symptoms, but also if you have things like cataracts, you might notice a lot more glare from headlights or night lights whilst you're driving, that can be an indication to get your eyes examined as well.
And what should we do if we feel that a sighted member of our family's eyesight may not be as good as it has been for driving? I mean, what sort of things should we do? Because it's sometimes a very tricky sort of subject to sort of broach with family and friends.
Absolutely. It is a difficult conversation because the last thing we want to do is impact anyone's independence and ability to move, get around. But it's really encouraging to see as part of the survey, which is really positive that came out, is that almost a half of people will be really confident in having that honest conversation with a family member or friend to get their eyes examined. Now, those difficult conversations, although they're very difficult, can be quite hard. So it's really important to make it clear. Not only is it about making sure that that person is safe to drive, but also it's about protecting others, so other pedestrians and road users. So making that clear will be a really good indication to get their eyes examined. And if you're not sure that you have any eye concerns, get your eyes tested. If you haven't had one for a while, make sure you get booked in to get it examined. Usually optometrists will be able to explain when that should be, but it normally should be at least every 2 years.
Were people sort of unaware that it is illegal not to wear your prescribed glasses or contact lenses when driving?
I think potentially some people might have a false sense of security or judgment of their own capability when they're driving. For example, they might be on a familiar road. They might feel that they're only going a short distance. But in all situations, you must make sure that you meet that vision standard to drive. So if you are experiencing any vision issues, like I mentioned before, or that you have been prescribed glasses to meet the vision standard drivers, you must be doing that. Otherwise, it could be A, it's very dangerous, but also extremely reckless.
Pavandeep, finally, if someone is concerned about their eyesight when driving or concerned about somebody else's eyesight when driving, what is the best thing that they should do and where can they go for advice and help?
So first of all, if anyone experiences any concerns or changes with their sight or any problems with their eyes, don't wait till next scheduled examination. Contact your local optometrist. And on our patient-facing website, www.lookafteryoureyes.org, people can find out a wealth of information, not only about the different eye conditions, but also to search your local optometrist as well. So you can plug in your postcode and they'll bring up a list of local practices where you can find the contact information.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Dr. Pavandeep Bilku, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. It's great to be here.